Alhamdulillah alladhi anara qalba man sha'a ila al-iman wa sharahahu lil-islam wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah al-malik al-a'lam wa ashhadu anna sayyidina Muhammad 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sayyidu waladi adnan. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barak alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Ibadullah, usikum wa nafsi bi taqwallahi ta'ala. Amma ba'd, for respected and honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah, because it is by having taqwa, having consciousness, having awareness of Allah, that all hardships and stresses are relieved, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides rizq for those who have taqwa. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, this life, this world that we live in, is not free of tribulations and hardships and difficulties and stress. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir." This world, the dunya, is a prison for the believers and a paradise for those who disbelieve. And the one who reflects on the condition of humankind today, if we reflect upon the state of humanity today, we find that human beings are in a state of distress, in a state of anxiety and worry and depression and sadness. We find that some people have been led so far as to commit suicide, walayadu billah, because of the stress of the worldly life, the life of the dunya. So then the question arises, the importance arises of knowing and learning and understanding about a way, the way of life that will relieve us of all of these distresses. A way, a minhaj, a way of taking us out from the life of constraint and anxiety into the life of happiness, to bring us to a life of coolness of mind and heart that would bring us peace in our souls. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, I present to you some important points that are based on the methodology of the Quran and the Sunnah and the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Important points that are the causes of bringing about true happiness. The causes of bringing us true happiness and peace of mind and removing of the stresses and the depression and sadness. The first of these important matters that bring us happiness and take away depression is fulfilling and perfecting our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perfecting our faith and trust and reliance on Allah. And this includes loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loving the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and obeying them and trusting in Allah. Fulfilling iman means to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for worship, to single Allah out for our fears and our hopes, and to make our reliance and our dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, if we have this dependence on Allah, this true fulfillment of Iman, then Allah promises us a truly happy life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, whoever does righteous deeds, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whether he be male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, then Allah says, we shall give them a good and happy life, a beautiful life, a طيب, a good life. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ, and we will certainly reward them, بِأَحْسَنِ أَجُورَهُمْ, the reward for the best of that which they did. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, if we have true faith in Allah, true iman, and trust and dependence on Allah, and put all of our affairs in the hands of Allah, then He will give us a way out from every difficulty and harm, and He will give us risk.
وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ.
Whoever has true taqwa, consciousness of Allah, He will provide for him and give him a way out from every hardship and provide from him from where he never expected. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, fulfillment of Iman through worshipping Allah and staying away from what He forbade, it brings us true happiness. The true happiness of a believer is in his ibadah, in his worship of Allah. Worshipping Allah alone brings true peace to the heart and true relaxation to the mind. And going away from the remembrance, going away from the belief in Allah, doing shirk with Allah, innovating, doing sins, this is the cause of hardness of the heart. It is the cause of depression and sadness. It is the cause of a person being distant from his Creator. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَنْ يَعْرِضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا.
وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ, whoever turns away from my remembrance, Allah's remembrance, فَلَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, he will have a constrained life. A constrained life. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, the great scholar, he said that this is the punishment for those who go disobey Allah in this world. They will find that their hearts become hard, and they find that their worries become many. It is part of the hellfire of this world. It is part of the punishment in this world. But those who have faith in Allah, who have Iman, then they will find that Allah will take care of their affair. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, put all of your worries, all of your stress in Allah. Because Allah is more merciful to His servant than He is to himself, than a person is to himself. Allah is more merciful for those who worship Him than a person is for himself. Allah will take care of a person if he turns to Him and depends upon Him in all of his affairs. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, whoever trusts in Allah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, he is sufficient, he suffices him for all of his affairs. Allah is sufficient in all of one's worries if he trusts, if he has tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, number two, from the causes of bringing true happiness and dispelling sadness and dispelling depression and worries. Number two is to have sabr, to have patience in the times of tribulation and hardship. And sabr, patience, it means not to become angry, not to become distressed and angered when matters that we dislike happen to us. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the affair of the believer is always in goodness. The affair of the believer is always good. If something good happens to him, he gives the thanks to Allah, and that is better for him. And if something bad befalls the believer, he has patience, he has sabr, and that is better for him. Why is this, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam? Because the believer, he knows that for being patient, he will be rewarded immensely. It is because the believer, he has firm yaqeen that whatever hardship happens to him, it will expiate his sins. And so he doesn't become distraught with the hardships of life. He knows firmly that what the Prophet ﷺ said, that no difficulty, no stress, no sadness, no harm comes to a believer, not even the prick of a thorn, except that it expiates one's sins. Narrated by Imam Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, number three, from the matters that bring us, that cause true happiness and dispel worries and fear and sadness for the believer, is to have and to make the akhirah, the afterlife, his or her greatest worry and concern. To make the akhirah their primary effort, not the dunya. Because those who make the dunya their greatest hum, their greatest concern, then Allah will cause all of the worries of the dunya to be on his shoulders, and he will become overwhelmed and distraught by it. But the one who places the akhirah, the afterlife, the life after death, as his greatest concern, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause him to be relieved of all of his worldly worries. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari that whoever makes the akhirah, the afterlife, his greatest concern, then Allah will put the richness and the ghina, the independence in his heart. And he will gather for him all of his affairs. He will make all of his affairs gathered and ordered. And the dunya will come to him in spite of that. He will still get the dunya, even though he didn't put his concern, his worry, his complete stress on the dunya. But whoever, as the Prophet ﷺ continues, whoever makes the dunya his greatest concern, then Allah will put his poverty between his eyes, and he will make the worries, his dunya matters split apart. Every worry will be coming from every direction. And he will cause him to not get any more from the dunya except what was written from him. Hadith is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the matters that bring peace and sakina, relaxation to the heart, and dispel the worries and the distresses and depression, and open the heart to peace and contentment. Number four is by turning to Allah in salah, in prayer, sincerely fulfilling the khushu', having humbleness and concentration and contemplation in prayer. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, salah, is the relaxation of the believer. As the Prophet ﷺ used to tell Bilal radiallahu anhu, Ya Bilal, arihna biha, arihna bis salah. O Bilal, bring the peace to us by calling the adhan, calling to prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبَرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help. Seek your help from Allah by having patience and by performing salah with consciousness, with awareness, with khushu'. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, As-salatu, inna salata shifa'u mu'min. In the hadith, that the salah is a healing for the believer. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, number five, from the matters that bring peace and that dispel worries and expand and cause expansion and happiness to the believer is increasing his dhikr, his remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By constantly remembering Allah, making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guarding the morning and evening dhikr, by sending salah on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, "Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innu al-qulub." Is it not by the remembrance of Allah that the hearts they find tranquility? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told a Sahabi who said, "I will make all of my salah for you. I will make all of my prayers for you, O Messenger," sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Then if you do that, Allah will take care of all your dunya matters and all of your akhirah matters, and He will forgive your sins." So sending salah on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and remembering Allah and making much dhikr of Him is a cause, of one of the causes of happiness. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, number six from the matters that cause true happiness for a believer is by turning to Allah in dua, turning to Allah, calling on Him, beseeching Him, asking for Him and relying upon Him in all of one's affairs, putting our i'timad, our trust completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of our affairs. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make a dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. O Allah, I seek refuge in You from hum, from worries, and hazan, and sadness, and distress. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the matters that bring peace and happiness to the believer and dispel the worries of the dunya and take away the depression is by looking at one's blessings, by constantly reflecting upon one's blessings and not looking at the things that they don't have, but counting and making oneself aware of the great blessings of Allah and the ni'mah of Allah upon us. One of the Sahaba, his name was Urwa, he was injured in his leg. He had to have his leg amputated. So they did it in salah. And when they asked him about it, "Are you saddened by this?" He said, "Alhamdulillah, if I lose one limb, I have so many others that I still have." He looked at the positive. He looked at what he had of blessings. He counted the blessings that he had. He didn't count the blessings that he lost. And the Prophet ﷺ, he reminded us to do that. He said, "Look at those below you. Don't look at those who have more than you, that are higher than you in worldly matters, because that will cause you to not realize the blessings upon you. Look at those who have less than you, and then appreciate what you have." Number eight, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, of the causes of happiness and dispelling of sadness is by always being optimistic, looking at the positive angle of things, not looking for what is wrong with others, but looking at the goodness that they have, the good qualities that our fellow Muslims have.
This was a teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Let not a believing man dislike a believing woman. If he dislikes one quality in her, he will appreciate, he will love another quality in her." If we do this, we look for the positive traits of others, this will cause us to have love for others and cause us to have friendly relations with one another, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. Number 9, from the matters of, that bring us true happiness, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, is that when we feel distressed, we feel depressed or sad, we should go to the people of wisdom and knowledge to take their advice, to be in their company, to ask them and to get and follow the nasiha that they give us. And this was the way of the Sahaba when they, Khabbab for example, he came to the Prophet ﷺ when he was leaning on the wall of the Kaaba and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, when will the victory of Allah come? So much distress has befallen us. When will Allah help us?" He complained, he asked advice from the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ advised him with sabr. And this was also the way of the Salaf as-Salih after them. When Hajjaj ibn Yusuf was killing many believers, they came to Anas ibn Malik and they said, "What should we do?" Anas ibn Malik gave them advice. So going to the people of wisdom, of knowledge, our ulama, our scholars, to ask their advice, to relieve our, to ask their nasiha, this will give us a relief from our distresses and our sadness. It will bring us true happiness. It will bring us the true goodly life. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I seek refuge in Allah for me and you and ask for His forgiveness. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولي الصالحين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, what we see today in the world of depression, of suicide, of despair, of psychological illnesses, psychological ailments and diseases of the mind, all of these can be relieved through the methodology of the Quran and Sunnah, by following or looking to the light of the guidance that Allah has revealed. It is the way out for humanity from all of its stresses and worries. From the matters that relieve distress and bring coolness to the mind and to the heart is by always focusing on the present and not being worried and sad about what happened in the past, and not being fearful of what will happen in the future, but to focus on what we can do and not to be lazy or to give in to our worries. The Prophet ﷺ, he taught us, he said, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, but in both there is goodness. And then he said, احرص على ما ينفعك. Be eager to do what will benefit you. Don't waste your time in abath worrying about the past that is gone or a future we have no control over, but be احرص على ما ينفعك. Be eager for those things that can benefit you. ولا تعجز. And do not despair. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ وَاسْتَعِينْ بِاللَّهِ. And ask Allah for help. وَاسْتَعِينْ بِاللَّهِ. Take Allah's help. وَلَا تَقُولْ إِنَ صَابَقَ شَيْئًا. If something happens to you, then don't say, لَوْلَا فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا لَكَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Don't question what happened. Oh, if I only had done that and that, then it would have been different. But say, قدر الله ما شاء فعل. say it is the decree of Allah, He does as He pleases. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, from the last point, inshaAllah, from those matters that dispel worry and distress and depression and bring true happiness to the believer, is forgiving others and not holding enmity and anger and revenge, seeking revenge from others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, idfa billati hiya ahsan. Repel evil with that which is better than that. And Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said, I didn't achieve true peace of heart until I forgave all of my enemies. When I forgave my enemies and those who opposed me, then I found that all of my worry and distress, all that enmity that I was carrying, was relieved. So forgiving and overlooking the faults of others, it brings us true happiness. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, these are 11 points. If we follow them, we will achieve. If anybody follows them, if humanity follows them, they will have a way out from their worries and sadness. It will bring us out of this condition of depression and sadness and bring us to true, goodly life. A hayatun tayyiba. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, number one, it's fulfilling iman and tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete love for Allah and love for the Messenger and trust in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two is having sabr in the times of hardship and distress. Number three is making the akhirah our main goal, not the dunya, not the worldly life. Number four is by turning to Allah in salah, in prayer, in times of distress. Number five is by doing a lot of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. Number six is by turning to Allah in dua and depending on Him. Number seven is counting our blessings and being aware of them and look at the blessings and not what we lose. Number eight is that we always be optimistic, to have a positive outlook, not to look at the faults of others but look at the good things that they have. Number nine is that we should always strive to go to the scholars and the people of knowledge and take their advice when we have distress. Number 10 is that we struggle to do what is beneficial always and forget about the past worries and the future fears. And finally, number 11, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, is to purify our hearts of enmity and hatred. But honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a goodly life, a hayatun tayyiba, and to relieve us of all of our worries and distresses of all of the Muslims in every land. Allahumma farrij hamma al-mahmumin min al-mu'mineen. Allahumma farrij hamma al-mahmumin min al-mu'mineen fi kulli makan. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal-muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal-muslimin wa adhill al-shirka wal-mushrikeen. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Allahumma farrij كروبنا وكروب المسلمين في سوريا وفي الصومال وفي الهند وباكستان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان والتوحيد. اللهم اجعلنا مما يحقق التوحيد ونعتمد عليك يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
إنا إله إلا الله. استوى اعتدلوا يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر